Every day you have the opportunity to be a happier version of yourself.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter, as always, at redrock_beeble and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Mock draft week is very much underway. Yesterday, we had a 12-team rotisserie league snake draft mock. Today is a head-to-head mock draft, 14 teams, a bit deeper than usual. 14 teams, 14 men on a roster. Tomorrow, we are back to doing a standard 12-team head-to-head league on Yahoo. This time, we did one last week for Fantrax. And then the end of the week, we're doing a 20-teamer and a 16-teamer, and the 16-team is going to be an auction draft. So some deeper league stuff for you guys as well. Still going to be information in those leagues for anybody. But today we're doing 14 teams over on Fantrax, a head-to-head league. Unfortunately, I have drawn the number 14 spot for this draft, so it's going to be a... Yesterday, I was number one in the roto draft, so it was a long time between drinks for my picks. Today, the same sort of thing, except I'm at the shit end of the draft at number 14, so picking 14 and 15, and then it's going to be a long time until we get back around to my selection. Michael Bolton, I don't think he's got a team in this draft, but he still wants to hear about it.
Let's get to it,
indeed. All right, guys, so we are ready here to kick off this draft. My dodgy internet, of course, just as the draft was kicking off, it dropped out and I couldn't see the picks go, so we've gone back to the start now. We are ready to go here now at pick number one. As I said, I'm at pick number 14 in this head-to-head draft. We're going now as well. All right, I'll just better type this in. We are off. Chill Winston, or Winston Chill. I don't know what this name means. He is on the clock. Again, these first couple of picks went off the board before my internet would let me respond. It was so frustrating. Hopefully Winston Chill is... there we go. James Harden off the board at number one for this draft. That's a pretty common thing. At the moment, I'm recording this just about halftime of the Rockets preseason game against the Shanghai Sharks, which they're up by about a million points. You're not going to get much information out of that game, except Harden looks really, really good. Of course, Westbrook's not playing in that game, so we can't... So we can't see exactly how they're going to fit together, but I feel pretty confident about Harden as at least a top three guy. Davis goes at number two. Karl Anthony Towns goes at number three. Steph Curry goes at number four. I am sure we would be getting number five here from Derek Derrickson. Good name. Will be Yanni Antetokounmpo. Yanni goes there at number five. That is a common sense top five in nine category leagues. I don't really care what order. I guess probably if I was doing it, I'd go... yesterday I had a roto league and I went with Davis at one. I'd probably go Harden, Towns, Davis, Yanni, Steph is probably the way that I go. But again, if I just want to mix things up, I can go a different direction, especially from those top three. I keep saying there's a top five. I don't think I'd really entertain anyone outside of Harden, Davis, or Towns with that number one pick at this point. So better keep talking about what's going on here. Nikola Jokic goes at number six. Dame Lillard goes at number seven, and then at number eight is Joel Embiid. LeBron James goes at number nine. Just a quick thing on Embiid. I've been talking about his load management. I've been talking about Kawhi's load management, how I think it's overblown. We're seeing that sort of stuff come out of media day, Embiid trying to play 70 games. He may not be able to, but I feel pretty okay about these guys just not taking discriminate rest right across the season and people really, you know, blowing it out of proportion. They're going to play 50 games, which is, of course, a massive load of bullshit. So I think we should be... You still have that level of caution and that level of risk there, but not as much as before. And we're seeing Kawhi actually drop pretty far here. Brad Beal goes at number 10. Andre Drummond goes at number 11. Leonard is still on the board. Could he still be on the board there for me at number 14? No. Team Danchar picks Kawhi at number 12. I think that's pretty good value. Kyrie still on the board for me. Apologize for that siren. I'm going to turn it off because it is a very, very annoying sound. At number 14, Irving is going to be my pick there at that spot. And then the next two guys I've got on my list are Paul George, who could miss 6 weeks of the season. I'm not too keen on that. So I'm going to take Kyrie with my first pick there. And then Chris Paul, Paul George, which guy do I take there? Or am I doubling down on guards and taking Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Trae Young? Booker's injuries have been a bit of a concern the last year or so. I think there's a lot of nonsense in those injuries in terms of the Suns are bullshitting their way through it. The broken hand, no, that was real. But some of his other stuff, even the hamstring, I guess that was real too. But some of it, I think he could have got an extra 5 or 6 games out of every season. Trae Young hasn't had any injury problems. Pairing him with Kyrie early is going to help quite a bit. I think that's the direction I'm going to go. It's risky. Jrue Holiday is there as well. You know what? Screw it. Let's go with Trae. Let's get these assists. Assists in a 14-team league with 14-man rosters. They're going to be harder to come by. Trae, I think, could lead the league in assists. So let's go that direction here. Kyrie and Trae starting myself off. Kyrie, more injury prone, of course. So getting maybe a Devin Booker there is not the greatest combination. Adding Paul George to Kyrie, adding Chris Paul to Kyrie, not probably the greatest combination of guys. Young, we're only 1 year in, but he was okay in college. He was fine last year. And I think that's a pretty good start to my team, getting those two guys on the squad. All right. So where are we? Load management looking to back up their pick of Jrue Holiday. I was talking about getting Jrue Holiday. He'd already gone. So ignore me talking about that. Rudy Gobert, he pairs with Jrue Holiday in round 2. Team Dancha looking to pair someone with Kawhi Leonard. Now, I think a Paul George pairing here is not the best situation with both of those guys and their potential injury problems. Again, I don't think George is going to be resting massively throughout the season. Luka Doncic goes to Dancha there at pick 17. Devin Booker needs to start coming off the board. No regrets. Takes Benny Simmons at pick 18. We've heard the news that Simmons, he reckons if he's open, he's going to take some threes. I am on record that this will be the first season that Simmons does hit a three-pointer. Is he taking one a game? Probably not. I don't think that's a likely outcome, but I think he is going to hit some threes this year. Over under 10 is probably the right line. That's not many. But I do think that Simmons will at least take some threes this season, and hopefully he hits some. Tragic Johnson taking Russell Westbrook there at number 19. He is sitting out this first preseason game after the knee surgery. I don't think that's anything to worry about massively, although he has had continual knee problems over the past 5 to 6 seasons. JB's Court Kings up here at pick number 20. We're getting into Paul George territory now as well. Nikola Vucevic goes there at number 20. Devin Booker, weirdly, still on the board. And Jimmy Butler. So I don't know why both of those guys are lasting. I would have had both of them over Gobert, Doncic, and Simmons. So some interesting decisions being made here. Jim Butler off the board now.
Because he's my butler.
He goes at pick number 21. At 22, this has to be Booker territory to me. And Paul George is in the mix here. Again, you do have to be aware that maybe the first 6 weeks are out for George, so maybe he's more of a third-round player, a top 35 guy rather than a top 25 guy. But once you head to the head-to-head playoffs, he's probably going to be that top 14 guy. But can you deal with 6 weeks out for Paul George? Again, it would depend on who I picked in the first round as to whether I go back to George in this area here. So, there's Booker off the board at 22. That's a smart pick. Kemba is another guy that's coming into play here. Paulie George, Larry Bird's makes that decision. Now, who did Birdo take in the first round? To see the pair there, Nikola Jokic. So that's a pretty solid pairing. Jokic, you know, talk of load management. Anytime anyone hears that term, they shit themselves. So, you know, people, oh man, Jokic is going to be load managed. Everyone's going to have some games off at some point this season. So I'm not overly worried when that term gets mentioned. Don Mitchell goes to Derek Derrickson.
He's Don. He's good.
At pick number 24, then Pickle Rick here at number 11 in round 2. This is number 25, Kemba Walker. Yep, I think that's about the right spot. DeAndre Ayton and the Baptist John Collins still on the board. That is a little bit surprising to me. Collins entering camp with a hip issue, not a concern for me. Not worried about that at all. Ayton entering camp with really, really short shorts. You can go check out the pictures there. They are really constricting the old nutsack in that picture of Ayton. So that's maybe that's a concern for his testicular health. But otherwise, of course, means nothing. DeAndre Ayton goes off the board there at number 26. Hidden upside, that is Brendan, I think, with his pick. He should be looking at Johnny Collins, I imagine here. We also should be looking at Zion. De'Aaron Fox is a great pick here. Getting these assists is going to be key. And I think that Chill Winston will almost definitely take him after getting Harden in round 1. He will take Fox with one of these two picks if he does not get picked here by Upside, who has logged off for the moment. An inopportune time for him to log off. Kyle Lowry should also be one of the next guys off the board. D'Angelo Russell, Pascal Siakam, also potential options in this range. Again, this is just, it's just absolute shit ton of time until my pick, which doesn't come back around until the end of round three. So we're looking at in the 40s. For me, unfortunately, that is a big, big gap after getting Kyrie and Trey. The Baptist goes to Hidden Upside there at pick number 27. So Chill Winston here at 28, and then he'll back it up at 29. I will be pretty stunned if Fox is not one of these guys that gets picked at this area. Chill Winston, do not let me down. Telstra is Hidden Upside. Thank you for calling out Telstra. They have dicked me around for weeks. Apparently, I'm getting my internet installed tomorrow after running off my phone for the last 4 weeks. So yeah, Telstra, thank you for your horrible, horrible service. And hopefully we get that for you as well. Hidden Upside, you get that fixed up. Chill Winston, just winding this clock all the way down. Hey, are you recording a podcast on the other side of this like I was, making comments on the picks? Because that's the reason I let my picks run down. Let's go, Winston. Come on, get these guys out there. I think he's going to take Fox and Siakam. Do not let me down. He's online, so he should be making a pick. Might want to get to it. What else? Yeah, preseason starting at the end of the week in full. Oh, there we go. Pascal Siakam from Winston. As his timer expired on that pick, he has apparently dropped out of it. But Siakam was one of the guys that I thought he must, maybe he didn't have a cue because Siakam was the top of the Fantrax rankings there. It says he's back online. He'd want to jump on and actually make a pick here. But even if you get Zion, that's not far off where it should be at this spot. So I think Zion, you're adding Zion. Oh, there he did take Zion anyway. So Pascal, Zion, and Jim Harden goes with Chill Winston, or Winston Chill. Chill, Winston in that selection at the end of round two. So we're two rounds in this 14-team league. There's obviously lots more picks to go. We're going to be drafting a total of, let me have a look, 196 players are going in this draft. So we're stretching it a little bit further out. At the moment, my team obviously really projecting needs rebounds, needs blocks, needs field goal percentage. I am almost 100% going to be punting blocks, but I need to find some rebounds for myself at some point. I don't think I can afford to punt all those categories. I've got a strong points, free throws, assists, and threes start. D'Angelo Russell Hidden Upside went with De'Aaron Fox. D'Angelo Russell goes to Fias Kane. These point guards are going to go. Kyle Lowry, if he doesn't go, I'm probably going to grab him. Porzingis goes next at number 32. At number 33 is Clint Capella.
Porzingis.
Just drop one of those in for you. So now we are at pick number 34. We're still, Miles Turner's still around. Mike Conley's still around. Kyle Lowry's still around. These are the sort of players in this area that we should be expecting to go. Most drafts do tend to go pretty much according to plan. There's not a huge amount that seems to go completely off script. And we've seen that through most of these mock drafts that we're doing. But this is going to... The change in strategy in a deep league, it just means that you push your flyers out a little bit. So while you might take a flyer on a Markelle Fultz in round 12 of a standard league, which is around that 130, 140 mark, in a 14-team league, the 130, 140 mark is more of a round 10 situation, which is a starter quality player. So you probably don't want to be taking that flyer early. So it changes those guys. So players like Paul Millsap, Rudy Gay, who have a solid floor, limited ceiling, they become more in play at that type of area. Miles Turner goes at 34. LaMarcus Aldridge goes at 35. Rock solid for Aldridge. I worry when the drop-off's going to come for LaMarcus because he is 34 years of age. He's excellent efficiency, piss poor in steals, but when is the drop-off going to come? It may be this year. He's still going to be getting a lot of minutes and a lot of shots, but I worry where the efficiency lies. Chris Paul goes at 36. Draymond Green goes at 37. We are on the clock at 38 with Tragic Johnson. I am still four picks away from my one. Can Kyle Lowry last down to me at that spot? That is who I want to be grabbing. I'll just throw him into my queue, although he is dealing with that thumb injury. And then who is the big man that I want to get at this spot? Is it Lowry Markkanen? Absolutely, 100%. It is Lowry Markkanen. That is who I'm going to want to grab at that spot. Mitchie Robinson in play as well. Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, is going to be an option for me. Apparently, he has grown in the offseason. That's the report out of Memphis training camp that Triple J has grown. Of course, he has. We just need him to grab more rebounds. But Lowry is my preference at this spot. Let's see if I can find Triple J on the list. There he is. Let's throw him on my number. Who is going to take Mitchie Robinson? That is the question.
And
Mitch Robinson says, I'll take it from here.
This is, we're heading into that center run. Tom Bryant, Bam Bam Adebayo in that mix as well. Mike Conley goes to Tragic Johnson, so no regrets at this solid name. About to make his selection. Three to go. I've got three guys in my queue. With the odds of all those guys disappearing, I guess it's pretty high. There's no way all three of those guys are going to make it down to me. Hopefully someone takes the pick on DeMar DeRozan and Tobias Harris, two guys who I'm not quite as high on this year. And if someone takes those, I'll be happy to get them out of my hands. On a per-game basis, Kevin Love and the Italian cop Danilo Gallinari.
Hands off my car!
They're at the top of my list here. Will I go with one of them? I'd consider it. Love is going to sit games this season. He gets injured. They're also playing for nothing. So he will have some of his games limited this year, no doubt. I still think on a per-game basis, he can be really, really strong. No regrets. Taking Kyle Lowry at 39, that's the right spot for him. And then you see the point guards are really starting to fall off. Eric Bledsoe probably the major one there that's left that we can consider as at least something of an option for us. So I've already got the two point guards though, so I'm not as into that. Blake Griffin going there to Danchar at 40, probably a little bit high for Griffo, who's had significant injury problems. He also fell off pretty considerably at the end. I said that considerably twice, but he fell off considerably at the end of last season. If you look at his post All-Star splits, he was like the 55th or 60th ranked player after a red hot beginning to his year in Detroit. One pick away from me, DeMar DeRozan. That was what I hoped would happen. Load management taking him there. So Lauri Markkanen is my number one guy to pick at this spot. And then do I take that injury flyer on Kevin Love? Do I take the Italian cock at this spot? I'm not sure that I do, but Markkanen is pretty interesting. Well, he's very interesting to me at that spot. That'll round out round three at pick number 42, taking Lowry as potentially a 20-8 sort of a guy, 20-9. The defensive numbers are going to be pretty small. I do need some steals, so do I grab his teammate Otto Porter to really give me some balance in that area? Do I grab another big like the Tank, Tom Bryant? I think Porter might be my go here, just to get some steals on the board and then not have to chase after them later on. All right, let's take Otto there, grab the two Bulls players. So my team after four rounds is Kyrie, Trae Young, Otto Porter, and Lauri Markkanen. Load management back on the clock here at 43. I think Triple J and Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's maybe one I'm going to regret here, just getting another point guard. Otherwise, I'm going to have to, I think you reach pretty high up for Jeffy Teague with round six. I might have to look for him there. Chris Middleton goes to load management at pick number 44. Danchar now at 45. My team is starting to round out with those four guys. Still, you know, really bad in blocks. That's to be expected. Still need some assists, need some rebounds pretty comfortably as well, but got massively strong free throws. These guys projecting out, these four players, at 86%+ from the field. So I do have some scope to grab a bad free throw shooter, whether that's someone like Hassan Whiteside if I want rebounds. Maybe it's Steven Adams if I want some rebounds later on as well. The Tank Tom Bryant goes at 45. Julius Randle goes at 46. Probably a little bit early for Randle, but I don't think it's a bad situation, especially given the fact that points are drying up. Bob Covington goes at 47. Where are we at? JB's Court Kings here at number 47. Which guys? Surprise. Really, really surprise, actually, that Mitchy Robinson has fallen this far. You'll see him go in the third round and even in some situations in the second round. Zach LaVine probably also fell a little bit there. He just went off the board at number 48. But really surprised on Triple J. Really surprised on Mitchell Robinson. Not so surprising, Eric Bledsoe. He does fall in quite a few situations. He's not going to make it all the way back to me. But this is a nice little run here of big men with Mitchy Robinson. Jonas Valanciunas still on the board as well, who is an option here. And he is locked in as a starter, as is Ja Morant. And I expect the Grizzlies, who had a pace of about 97 possessions a game last season, I think they're going to go through the roof, like 102, 103 possessions a game, really pushing themselves up in the top 10 to 12 teams in terms of pace. I expect the Pelicans and the Hawks to lead the league in pace, and the Kings to be right up there as well. But I expect the Grizzlies to take a big step forward. On the other hand of that, I expect the Clippers and the Lakers probably to take somewhat of a step back. I also think the Thunder will take a step back in pace this season, and the Rockets will step up. Mitch Robinson goes at number 52, the Clippers. I believe you've been in one of these mock drafts before, Clippers, so a shout out to seeing you back here. So Robinson goes there at pick number 50. Let's have a look at what the Clawpers team looks like, actually, and how they've put Aldridge, Robinson in. So Lillard and Booker with Aldridge and Robinson. Interesting, because that means that you are, yes, have you got enough free throw percentage to deal with Robinson's free throws? I think that's a real concern. But Lillard and Booker are high volume, high percentage guys. Maybe you can offset it. So it's not a bad option. Hopefully you've taken that into consideration. The Blue Arrow, Jamal Murray goes at 51, ahead of Eric Bledsoe at 52. I think that's a little bit of a mistake.
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders.
I just think Eric Bledsoe's rock solid here. Murray can help you if you need scoring. But again, as I always said, we're not going off a rankings list. If you do that, you lose. Simple. This is about finding the right value, finding where the numbers are falling off, whether that is in the points category and you need the 20 per game that Jamal Murray can give you versus the 17 that Bledsoe could give you versus the other categories. It is very dependent. Budrick Hield and Jaren Jackson, the last two picks, 53 to Triple J, 54 to Bud. I'll see Bud go in the 30s in some drafts. It's too high for a guy whose value is so much dependent on threes, which you can find later. This is a perfect spot for Hield. Now, if he starts getting a steal a game, then his value does increase from here. But getting him in the 30s, I think, is too high. Bam Bam Adebayo at 55, probably a little bit low for Bam. And then to round out this round, Derek Favors goes at number 56 to Winston Chill. So that puts us four rounds down in this 14-team league. At the moment, my projected standings have hit an upside at number one. So good for you at this spot. And I'm sitting at about fifth or sixth, which I'm pretty okay with considering I drafted at number 14. That will round out as the draft continues. Kevin Love's still around. He should be going really, really soon. I believe this is the right now. Oh, I had a pick in this range. I'd definitely be grabbing Kevin Love. I'd also be looking. Did the Italian cock already go off the board? He must have. Dylan Gallinari. He must have gone. I just didn't see it. No, maybe not. Interesting. Anyway. Kevin Love does go off the board there at 57. Jonas Valanciunas at 58. Where is Gallinari? Maybe he has gone and I've just missed it. Did I miss that? Yep, he has gone. All right, cool. Oh, there he is. He went there after Zach LaVine. My apologies, before Mitchell Robinson. So yeah, Valanciunas goes off at 58. That could end up being a real big steal. If he plays 30 minutes a night, JV, he is a top 30 guy, I reckon. Yeah, if he's 27 to 28, this is about the right spot, but that is huge value for Hidden Upside, who already is looking at having a pretty strong squad. Let's have a look at his team now. Fox, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, the Baptist John Collins, and Jonas Valanciunas. Very heavy on bigs. He's, I would guess, going with a punt assists mold, which sends to me to have one of the best value responses for this season, especially if you're getting, say, Towns or Davis early on, getting some great value out of punt assist fit builds. I'm seeing that right across all the mocks that I'm doing, and that's where Hidden Upside is sitting at the moment. Probably also punting threes, given the way his team looks. Wendell Carter Jr. goes off at 59, fully healthy. Wendell heading into camp, unquestioned starter at center, 30-plus minutes a night. And I highlight this, I don't know the bloke that wrote this post, but someone on Reddit was talking about Bulls sleepers, and someone said, oh, Wendell Carter might be a sleeper. Somebody else responded to that saying, oh, but he just won't get any minutes because he's going to be playing behind Thad and Lauri Markkanen. So that is really important to know. And the reason I think this guy said that is he sees the designation on Carter as power forward center and thinks that he's going to be the power forward for this team. Now, of course, that's 100% wrong, but it just shows that people might have different valuations to you. So doing trades, trying to find that guy who maybe doesn't understand how things necessarily work. Hey, you might think it's cheap to try and get the newbie in your league to get value off it, but that doesn't have to even be someone who's completely inexperienced or doesn't know about the NBA. Looking at these trades, maybe you can swing something that makes no sense for that other guy, but they just don't understand exactly how it works, or they've got a completely different view on how their things are going to play out. Now, if Thad and Lowry start off with Wendell Carter, I don't even know. I'll do something stupid, but maybe there's a 1% chance of it happening. Probably not. Anyway, I've missed a few picks here. Lonzo Ball went after Wendell Carter. Steve Adams went after him. CJ McCollum after him. And then at 63, Toby Harris. So 62 was CJ, 61 was Steve Adams, and 60 was Lonzo Ball. This is the normal range for where these guys go. No big surprise in any of these players. Interestingly, that Jason Tatum is still on the board. You've got Malcolm Brogdon, another guy in this area. I'm giving a little bit of a bump to Ja Morant as well, who's ready to go. Actually, still not 4-5-on-5 scrimmaging, but he'll be ready. Started opening night. Good minutes, good pace. That really does help his overall value. the guy that I do need rebounds. I don't know which guy that's going to bring those for me, unfortunately. I always tend to find myself gravitating towards Larry Nance. I'm going to try and avoid drafting Larry Nance in this one if possible. Maybe it's Whiteside that I grab. Maybe it's Domantas Sabonis. I can absorb their free throws. Joshy Richardson. Joshy Richardson, where are we? At number 64, Larry Bird says, getting the 13th best player in the league at 62 seems like good value. And of course, that is hanging shit on ESPN's top 100 players in the NBA, where they put CJ McCollum literally as the 13th best player in the NBA. No offense to CJ. Great bloke. Not the 13th best player in the NBA under anybody's metric. Maybe 13th best bloke, but top bloke? I don't know. Anyway, Brook Lopez goes off at number 65. Hassan Whiteside, there goes my plan at 66. Terry, I was going to call him Scary Terry. Hate that nickname. Don't ever let that come out of my mouth again. Terry Rozier goes at number 67 to no regrets. And we're two picks away from my one. Jason Tatum still on the board. I'm not normally a big Tatum drafter, but at this spot, there is going to be value there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes at 68. Load management is up at pick 69.
Giggity.
And I've got some decisions to make here. Gordon Hayward is in the mix for me. Do I grab Al Horford because I still need rebounds? He is absolutely someone that I'm looking at with this spot. He's probably going to be the guy that I pick in this area. What other big men can I get around here? And it's probably going to have to be him, or is it Sabonis? Sabonis is a bigger volume rebound guy. Boy, do I take... All right, Kelly Oubre goes at 69. Now, there's a way more... Now, Oubre over Jason Tatum, I don't really think that's defensible. I suppose load management could point to the fact that Oubre was top 30 at the second half of last season. I also don't think that's repeatable. I am on the clock, pick 70. I need rebounds. I can absorb the poor free throw shooting of Domantas Sabonis here. It's questionable how the fit is with him and my mate Miles Turner. But you know what? Let's take Domantas at that spot. And that does help me with the rebounds. I think he'll be really strong in that area. He can score a bit. He gets some passes. Now when I look at my team, I still need rebounding. But is this the time for me to take a flyer on Ja Morant? Oh, Jason Tatum is still there. It is interesting to get Tatum. But what is he providing me that's useful at this spot? Do I need his points? Maybe. The clock is winding down. I've got 30 seconds to go. Do I grab Rubio and his assists and steals? Or do I take the flyer on Morant? You know what? Let's go with Rav. Let's go with the Ravishing One. And that just gives me a nice little assist boost, a nice steals boost. Morant was really close there. Tatum and Horford really close as well. That was the group of guys. Also, Brogo in that mix as well. I'm just going to throw Jar on there, even though there's no way that he is getting to me back at my next pick. So load management on the clock. My team looking like Kyrie, Trae Young, Otto Porter, Larry Markkanen, Domantas Sabonis, and Ravishing Rick Rubio. If you are listening to this podcast, make sure you do check out the YouTube video as well, and you can see how the draft's going down. You can visualize how the team looks and how the queue looks. Also, so that's how my team's looking now. Absolutely horrible in blocks. I'm projected at 0.4 blocks per game, which is going to win me zero matchups, and have a field goal percentage of 47%, which is not horrible. So I can be punting field goal percentage, but I can still be competitive in that area just by happenstance, by getting a rebounder like Sabonis, getting a high field goal guy like Kyrie, like Otto Porter for their positions. That can all be really helpful in that area. Tatum goes off the board at 72. I think that looks like real value. And when Dantcha picks, if he grabs Al Horford, that's value. Morant at any of these spots, Brogdon in any of these spots, there's value in those guys. That's because I think some players like Oubre went a little bit too high. CJ went a little bit too high, pushing some of these other guys down. Toby Harris maybe went a little bit too high as well. I think Horford is falling too far, but I've seen him fall into the 90s in some drafts that I've been doing. Johnny Isaac, love what Isaac's doing. Apparently, he's taller than Mo Bamba now, which is amazing. You know I love Isaac. I think he can be a triple one and a half threes, one and a half steals, one and a half blocks. I am not worried about the chief El Farouk Aminu taking minutes away from him. He should be a 28 minimum minutes a night guy, 31 hopeful. It's his third season. I am big on Isaac. That still is high for him, and I wouldn't reach up to grab Johnny, but he could easily be a top 50 guy. I believe in him in a big, big way. Let's have a look. No regrets up here at number 74. There are plenty of options here still available for him. It's going to get real thin very, very soon in this draft as we head as a 14-teamer. As again, we're drafting 200 blokes in this league, so it is going to get pretty thin. Four bench spots. And this is how I think all drafts, you should be looking, or even number of rounds, to make it fair in terms of the snake draftness. Marvin Bagley goes to No Regrets at number 74. Really interesting 20-10 guy, maybe a blocked shot a game, poor free throw percentage. The threes are a concern. I worry about his overall upside, but I do like that pick here for him at that spot. Still Gordon Hayward, Miles Bridges. These guys, there's still a lot of value out here. Aaron Gordon, the table, Montrezl Harrell. I can't believe Brogdon's still available. That's ridiculous, given the fact that assists can be really hard to get. Somebody is going to need to pick him in these next three picks. He is the one that's really dog's ballsing to me. Brogdon and Morant, they really do start needing to get off the board. Tragic Johnson at pick 74. Let's take this halting proceedings to have a look at Tragic Johnson's team. He has got Westbrook, Beal, Conley, Bob Covington, and Hassan Whiteside. So two bad free throw guys there in Westbrook and Whiteside. Really hard to recover despite those other guys being good shooters there. He adds Al Horford at 75, a really smart pick from Tragic Johnson, really. I think you had to do it at that spot. Let's have a look. Malcolm Brogdon. Again, smart pick there from JB's Court Kings to get Brogo at 76. They are really strong value picks at this portion in the draft. Highest on my board here is Morant, Nance, and Hayward. Gordo Hayward. Geez, I'd love it if Gordo would fall down to me. We're still a long way away from my pick, so it's probably unlikely. I think I'm 15 picks away minimum here, so unlikely. But interestingly, that Morant is still available as well. Maybe people are a bit concerned about the knee injury. I think it's fine. This is the right spot for Morant. I think head-to-head playoffs, he's a top 50 guy, which is going to give you a significant boost from grabbing him at pick 80. Look, I think he'll be shit the big in the year. I think he might be outside the top 150. And people will panic drop him big. So if you see his name go to the waiver wire in week 1, you grab him. You don't worry about it. You grab him and you ride with it. And maybe he's shit in 4 weeks, in 5 weeks, and then you have to reassess. But if he goes on the wire in October or even early November, you have to grab Ja Morant, in my opinion. Aaron Gordon goes off at number 77. I think that's probably the right spot. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Victor Oladipo in this draft. Deeper leagues, more teams. I think pushes him probably outside the top 100 here. I'm just not going to be interested in drafting him. Klay Thompson also will not be back before the All-Star break. The Blazers are being very vague with Yusuf Nurkic's return. I don't think either of those guys really should be picked anywhere outside of the final round, and only if you've got an IR spot. And even then, you're probably going to need that IR spot during the season, so you'll end up dropping them. So it could be just a waste of a pick. I will not be picking Klay or Nurkic. And we saw that in yesterday's mock, that those guys didn't get drafted. Now, a couple of picks off the board. Ja Morant there goes at 78. Gordon Hayward at 79. Victor Oladipo goes at 80. I don't agree with that, Derek. Again, it's going to be really tough for you to compete with Oladipo on your team if he's going to miss 3 months of action, be limited for another month after that. That can be pretty tough. That is not... I'm glad someone else did it, but that is not the pick that I wanted. Hopefully nobody gets auto-drafted DeMarcus Cousins here. If they do, I will probably... Screw him. If that gets auto-drafted, that will happen in real drafts. So while I could say, no, that's not realistic, he's not going to play, the fact that he's in this queue, it's a good indicator. Pay attention, because if you don't pay attention, you will get stuck with a bad guy. And not a bad guy, I'm not talking about him personality-wise. He may very well be a bad guy, but talking about a guy that's not going to contribute. My internet dropped out. That's cool. Have a queue there always as a backup. And I say that as I don't have a queue. I'm still about 15 picks away, so I'm a long way away. But I will put a queue in place in case we get to that situation. And my internet shits itself by the time it gets down to my pick. I want to have an option there. Miles Bridges goes at 82. That is really, really strong value from you, Fias Kane. Derek White, Maximum Derek.
Maximum Derek.
He's a real option here. D'Lon Wright, The Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, Caris LeVert, and Jeff T. Now, LeVert's getting talked up massively for the Nets. He was their best player in the playoffs. Kyrie's their best player now, but at this, LeVert's their second best player pretty comfortably, I believe. I think he can be pretty good. Now, his dynasty value is waning because of the return of Kevin Durant next season. He could easily be traded at any point. And I think that we're looking at a strong season from LeVert this year. Next year, maybe a little bit down. But Durant's going to be 33 in 2 years' time. So maybe then LeVert can push it back up and his value is going to drop a bit or change a bit. DeLon Wright goes to hidden upside there. He's dealing with a mild hamstring injury at the moment. Nothing major for us to be concerned about. I'm just trying to find Maximum Derek here to put him onto my list. The fact that he is ranked on Fantrax below Paul Millsap and RJ Barrett is pretty ridiculous to me. So I'm going to throw him down onto my list. Let's go and find The Undertaker so I can add him as well, just to have another name on my group of guys there. And of course, Tiggy.
My name is Jeff.
All right, let's add Jeff. Make sure you don't get confused and add Marcus Teague. DeJounte Murray goes to Chill Winston. Now, DeJounte Murray, I think we're going to have some pretty lean starts to the season with him in terms of minutes and games missed. That is definitely a concern. LeVert goes to Chill Winston. Really, really strong pick there at number 85. So just be aware, I don't like DeJounte going ahead of Maximum Derek. I would never do that personally. Now, I've drafted DeJounte in other drafts. I think that it's this 84 is probably a little bit too early. And ahead of Derek White is not one. Now, someone's going to take Derek White in this round. I'm pretty confident that one of these blokes is. And I think Fias Kane is going to be the one to take him. You've got Marc Gasol sitting there as well. Marcus Smart, Lou Williams. Lou Williams is going to see that usage drop. He was 34.5% last season. It will not stick at that level, I guarantee you. So his value, he could very well be outside the top 100. But outside the top 100, a guy that scores, influences free throws, and probably gets some assists, you have to consider it, you know, pretty valuable. And there goes Derek White, Maximum Derek off the board to 86. Two hidden upside, Fias Kane. Which direction is he going to go here? I don't know why I stress the word he so much in that sentence. Jeff Teague is who I do want. Will I get there? Interesting. Now, we'll go back to Teague in a second. Fias Kane drafts Kevon Looney. Willie Cauley-Stein's out all of training camp with a foot strain. Now, I've said all along, he's shit. He's not good, Willie Cauley-Stein. Looney is the best center there, and he will get more of those minutes. And this, everything coming out there, talking him up. Steve Kerr has said multiple times he wants him to play 30 minutes. I don't think he'll get 30, but he will get majority of those minutes. He's probably going to be the starter now and will get big minutes, steals, rebounds, field goal percentage, block shots, efficient. He flashed some playmaking. I think that he is a really interesting deep or late round upside. And if you're not drafting against people who can listen to this podcast exclusively, these guys like Derek White, Maximum Derek, like Kevon Looney are going to slide a bit. And they become especially Looney, one of my really interesting late round flyers. Same with Fred VanVleet, who probably is going to be the starter in Toronto. And I think can be a top 80-ish sort of guy. He's fallen a little bit down on the queue here or in the queue as well. So he's someone that I'm going to try and, where is he? I think from memory, Fantrax has got him pretty low. Let's have a look. Van, should have done VanVleet. No, did he already go? Oh, there he is. Just went off the pick. Pickle Rick just grabbed Freddie at that spot. That's a strong pick there at number 88. I am still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 picks away from my selection. It's pretty lean. This is what happens when you're at the end of a draft, at the turn in a bigger league. It is just an absolutely brutal wait. And if you're recording a podcast, you just talk shit for a very long time, as I'm doing now. Derrickson, after picking Victor Oladipo in the last round, he's looking to make a move. I need some points. I need some rebounds for my team. Is the Undertaker the right guy? He probably is. Him and Teague, there goes Teague to Derrickson. So that was a good pick. That would be the two that I wanted in that spot. Marcus Smart is absolutely an option for me. Really solidifies my steals. The Padawan, Colin Sexton. If I don't pick him, he's not going to fall to my next pick. And that helps me with my scoring. Does it help me with my steals? God, no. Assists, rebounds? Of course not. But getting an 18, 19 point per game guy can be useful. Louis Williams goes at number 90. That's not a horrible spot. Probably wouldn't be the way that I would have done it, but I think he's in about the right area there. The Clippers on the clock at 91. Someone's got to go Marc Gasol. His value is right about here. I'll throw him onto my list. He will miss games this year, no doubt, after playing in the World Cup, being old, and being a guy who's probably going to see limited minutes. His value is nowhere near where it's been in previous years, and we do have to pay attention to that. The table Montrezl Harrell also should see a reduction in value this year, and that's why we're seeing him fall, because a lot of guys in this league are pretty, pretty smart options. Now, the other thing I've seen mentioned quite a bit, we'll talk Lakers now, is that the Lakers, they put a lineup out there with LeBron, with KCP, with Avery Bradley, with LeBron, KCP, Rajon Rondo, Anthony Davis, and Dwight Howard, and they dominated the second unit. And people say, well, look, this is the starters. Rondo's starting, are you going to boost his numbers? Howard's starting. I don't agree with that because, A, that means that both Avery Bradley, the talk of camp, and Danny Green aren't going to be starting, which is, of course, ludicrous. At least one of those guys is going to start, and Danny Green, there is no way he is not starting. And secondly, the day before, Rondo didn't start. Howard didn't start. It was Green. It was McGee. It was Bradley into that starting line. So they're just trying different combinations to see how it works. I'm still banking on McGee, Bradley, Green, LeBron, Davis being that starting five, and I'm not investing in Rondo. He shouldn't be playing. He's shit. He's not good. He shouldn't be playing, and McGee is a better player than Howard as a later round sort of guy. Tomas Satoransky off the board there, one pick after Lou Williams, then Serge Ibaka, then Marcus Smart. You know what? Screw you, JB. And then Jeremy Lamb goes off at number 94. We are three picks away from mine. Hopefully, the Undertaker will fall to me. He is the guy that I want here. Do I look at the table Montrezl Harrell? Absolutely I do, because he can fit what I do and I can still absorb that free throw percentage. Just need to get those rebounds up from him. McCall Bridges, Gaz Harris could be an option. Nice, Gary! Let's just add him. I find myself gravitating towards Gaz more this year because I think he's got value. We know he's only 1 year away from a top 50 season. So is Fart and Will Barton. And Barton's not even guaranteed to start. There's talk that it could be Jeremy Grant at the three. Hate that idea. Michael Porter could play there. Torrey Craig could play there as well. Jingle and Joe goes at number 95. Two picks away from mine. I've got a solid cue there. There goes the table to Dancha. Am I going to end up with the Undertaker? It does look that way, which I am very, very happy with. Do not screw me, load management. Yes, he took Marc Gasol.
Oh, hi, Mark.
All right, so the Undertaker is my guy here. Helps to boost my rebound numbers. So let's add Dwayne Dedman there. Even in limited minutes, I think he does work for me. And now, what else do I need to get here? Which value players are still around on the board? I do need some steals. Is it McCall? Is it Gaz Harris? Is it Dwighty Powell? Zach Collins, another option? It is pretty hard to, you know what? Rebounds are getting hard to get. So is it Zach? Let's throw a Zach Collins in there and let's just load up on another rebounding guy for my team. Yeah, I don't feel great about that. Ugh, those other guys, they just stand there staring at me on my list. And now I might as well go take a piss because it's going to be a while before my next pick comes around. So I'm a fair way away from that. But that is another addition to my team. I still need a shooting guard. I still have another flex spot available and then four bench spots. So six picks still to go. There is any chance? No, that'll be probably 28 picks away from me now before I get back to that. Is there any way Colin Sexton falls? There's no way that Gaz Harris or McCall Bridges falls down to me. Dwight Powell, Patty Beverly, Bogdan Bogdanovic, quite a few options here. But remember, we're still only in round eight. That is the additional two teams and how it does push value down the board a little bit. Load management, letting the clock wind all the way down. Now he went with Gaz Harris, smart pick. Team Dancha on the clock. Jared Allen is an intriguing option here. Brandon Ingram is in play as well, I believe. Fanta Pants, Kevin Huerter, Davis Bertans in the mix. There you go, Ingram. That's a nice pick from Dancha. Feeling all right about how my team's starting to look. We're starting to get some bright greens and bright reds in my team analysis. The bright red is my blocks. My field goal percentage still at 47. That's not a horrible number. It's still not one that I'm really concentrating on. But adding Sabonis and Dedmon, Porter or Irving, it keeps me okay there. But it's more about building up those other numbers. Still need some steals. Still would like some more points. JaVale McGee just goes off the board there at pick number 102. Sexton will be great to get those points. I think Darius Garland will be a strong points option. Is RJ Barrett even going to be an option for me? I don't care about his field goals. He can get assists. He's going to go onto my list. I can still absorb his free throws. My team's sitting at 84% at the moment, which is pretty strong. And I should be able to get the win against most teams in the free throw percentage category. still, my team's not, look, it is hard from the 14 slot. I'm not going to deny that. I still think that I can, you know, be a playoff team here, and then that just depends how things work out. And I will we'll go through the team at the end. Let's have a look. Which team do we want to take a look at? I've looked at Tragic Johnson's array. Let's look at Derek Derrickson's team. He's got Don Mitchell, Eric Bledsoe, Victor Oladipo, Yanni Antetokounmpo, Clint Capela, Steve Adams, and Jeff Teague. So three really bad free throw guys there, and Yanni, Capela, and Adams. So he's not really competing in that area. Some assist guys with Yanni, Bledsoe, Mitchell can help a bit there, and Jeff Teague. So getting those assists up in a punt free throw build is really key. I just didn't really like the Victor Oladipo pick. Tragic Johnson. Now, I said that it was going to happen to someone, that DeMarcus Cousins was going to get auto-drafted. Yeah, that's shit for that team. But this is what happens, and this is why I am not going to I'm not going to roll it back, just because that is something you need to be aware of. And he's got to now try and come in and resurrect his team, because this will happen if you don't have a Q set, if you aren't here, and your connection drops out. You have to be prepared for that. So that is not great to get DeMarcus Cousins at that spot. It is only 103, but again, it's your eighth pick. That is that's pretty bad. Enes Kanter off the board at 104, probably good value there to get Enes at that spot. I do worry about what his overall ceiling is going to be. That's a concern. With Poirier, with the Rock DJ Robbie Williams, with Vanilla Tice there as well. There are other center options they can use. Maybe they want to get someone like even Grant Williams playing some small ball center. That would be pretty interesting to me to see him out there. The Arts La Monstars. Is that a team name change? Anyway, he's on the board here at 104. I think McCall Bridges has got to be the guy that we're really looking at here. Dwight Powell, he tends to fall quite a bit, so he's available. The other one that's going to dick around some auto-drafters is Corley Stein, who I'm pretty down on. McCall Bridges all the way down at 126 on Fantrax. Look, that's how dumb I am. Jared Allen gets auto-drafted there. I don't hate that pick, but that, to me, is an okay spot to grab Jared Allen for the Monstars. Klopper's on the board now, on the clock now. Man, that's the first time I've made that mistake today. Bojan Bogdanovic is sitting at the top of the Fantrax queue. I think Patty Beverly has appeal here, Dwight Powell, and then Herta Bogdanovic, Terry Ross, and a flyer type of guy that we're looking at is someone like Malik Monk, although it is way too early to be taking Monk. Dwight Powell goes at 106, really strong pick there for Powley. The Larry Birds, they are off. What are we looking at here for Birdo? At 106, Bridges still sticking around. His value almost entirely tied to the steals category. So it's going to come down to whether you want that. Now, if I added him to my team, that would really, really help. Bojan Bogdanovic goes to the Larry Birds. Bogdan Bogdanovic is still available. I really think Bogdan is one of the best three players on the Kings. Fox, Heald, Bogdanovic. Maybe you put Bagley in there. I think Bogdanovic is really significantly underrated. And if they limit him to get Trevor Ariza minutes, or even to get the Pencil Harrison Barnes minutes, it will be at the detriment to their own team. McCall Bridges does go off the board there at 108 to Derek Derrickson. Smart pick from you, Dez. TJ Warren goes to Pickle Rick at pick 109. Yeah, pretty strong from Tej. We're going to get that scoring late, which is why I'm looking at Sexton from one of my next picks. Sexton, they don't give him point guard eligibility. Anyone else on my team got any... they don't give him shooting guard eligibility. He will be, I believe, a shooting guard versus Garland, who I think is more of a point guard. Fias Kane on the clock at number 109. Beverly Herter. These are guys I'm going to add to my queue. If I can find them, I added Bogdanovic. Let's add Šarić down there as well. Let's add Winslow to my queue. Dinwiddie's an option for me. Dennis Smith is a bit of an upside play. I like Len also. Just adding some names that I'm interested in talking about. Where is that person whose name I just mentioned who I can't find? Or did he just go? Patty Beverly, 134. Now I'll take him. Terry Ross off the board at 110. Limited upside, but that's what we're talking about in these round 8 picks in a 14-team league. You can get limited upside guys. Let's get Herter. I think he's actually a solid floor and a high upside player, whereas Dragic, on the other hand, is a low upside but solid floor who looks like he's going to be the starter for the Miami Heat. hidden upside. Hopefully Telstra not screwing you around too much here at pick number 110 for the second last pick in round 8. How does Hidden Upside's team look here, by the way? Fox, DeLon, Derek White, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, John Collins, Valanciunas, and then Jakob Poeltl. So 5 bigs, 3 guards. He went heavy on the bigs early, grabbed a couple of guards with his next 2 picks and went with Poeltl at 111. This is a very much a basketball monster sort of draft. But I also think that maybe you went a little bit early on DeLon, a little bit early on Poeltl. But they're not bad picks, obviously. And then to finish the round, Patty Beverley goes at pick 112 to Chill Winston. And Chill Winston ready to kick us off for round 9 as well. And he takes Fanta Pants. The Ginger Ninja, Kevin Huerter, goes at number 113. Hidden upside back on the clock. He's battling all of us. He's battling Telstra. Can he make a selection before the time runs down? We are still 13 picks away from mine, of course, which is awesome. Bogdan Bogdanovic really standing out like dog's balls to me as a guy, same as Sexton and maybe Barrett. I'm so not convinced. We know what I think of Fizdale. Can't wait to rip it into him during the season for the inevitable lies and nonsense that he does spout quite often. So, all right, Wiggins standing out there. He is an option to me, so I'm going to throw him onto my list. Some scoring I can absorb. That's what happens with my team who have built up the free throws, 83%. I can absorb some poor free throws, and I also know that Wiggins can be a good free throw shooter. He's done it in the past. I don't know that he'll do it again, but I can absorb it if it's bad, and it's a huge bonus if it's good. The Padawan goes to Hidden Upside at number 114. Davis Bertans goes at 115. So Hidden Upside got auto-picked. Telstra must have dicked him, but he had a queue because Sexton wasn't the highest in that queue, and that is really important to be able to do. Pickle Rick going here at number 116 with Bogdan Bogdanovic. That is annoying. 117 is Derek Derrickson, who's been having a really smart draft lately. Who are we looking at this? Who would I be looking at here? Malik Monk is someone who I really am going to take a flyer on, assuming he falls. I think he's a chance to actually start over Nick Batum. Although I don't know that they will, but he has been just a real nut, really, the time that he's been there in Charlotte, and he needs to show that he's switched on to get that role. I added Dwayne Bacon to my list as well, who's going to be a points guy with nothing else, but he's going to score points. He'll hit some threes as well, potentially, although he hasn't been the most consistent scorer or shooter through his career. Jaylen Brown goes at 117. I'm not really sure how much upside Jaylen has. Poor passer, poor rebounder, poor steals, poor blocks, poor free throws. Low volume threes. These aren't all good things for Jaylen, but the appeal of him is there. Dario Saric goes at 118 for Larry Bird's. The Clippers on the board at number on the clock at number 118. Saric gone. Now, see, Rudy Gay is a guy that when you're in this 120, 130 range in a 12-team league, you don't really consider. You go, well, what's the upside? It's a flyer. I could drop him anyway. But this is your ninth pick. So if Gay can provide solid value here, then why? You can't ignore him. This is the difference between a 14 and a 12-team league. Same with Paul Millsap. If I got to 130 and Millsap was there, I may take him. I may not. I go, well, the upside's pretty limited. But here, can he provide that? Same Thad Young, Jeremy Grant, those sort of guys have value. Evan Fournier, another name who just went off the board there at 119. There is value in them as we expand our rosters out a bit deeper. Ish Smith goes as well, the starting point guard for the Wizards. He goes at 120. That's a strong pick. Kelly Olynyk, DJ Augustin, Markel Fultz, I mentioned him earlier. Where does he go? Would you take a flyer on him with your 9th pick? No. With your 12th pick? Sure. But that means that he moves from a 130th pick to a 160th type pick, and that is a big difference. But it's all about that flyer value and where you want to get him. I think that he's going to be the starter by January is my bold prediction on Fultz. I don't know how bold that is. I'm not sure if his shot's going to be good, but I think they'll want to see how he can work in that starting lineup. JB's Court Kings there at number 120. We're getting closer to my pick, 5 picks away. See, look, in terms of my projections, Malik Monk is coming as one of my top guys here, but I'm not comfortable taking him because my consistency or my confidence in him is not high. Dan Green goes there at 121 for the Lakers, although, you know, again, if you think that Rondo and Howard are starting, that means you also think that Danny Green's coming off the bench, and I do not think that. Tristan Thompson at 120. Now, I would not look at Thompson as a player to pick in this range normally, but again, ninth pick, there is some value in a guy that we think can at least do something. I hope they don't play him that much, but they might. Andy Wiggins goes at 123. I think that is that's probably the right spot for the right team for Wiggins. I think there's real value in him there. I would have actually considered him pretty strongly at my next pick. Justice Winslow goes at 124. This is thinning out the herd for me pretty significantly. Do I look at someone like the artist formerly known as Taurean Prince? Do I look at someone like Spencer Dinwiddie to help me with some points and assists? Now, I do need some points and assists, so Spence is probably going to be my guy there. Do I look for someone like a Rudy Gay who can provide solid enough value for me at this spot? Now, it is my pick now. Smoke and Joe Harris just went at 125. Do I take... Yeah, Gay is pretty interesting. Taurean Prince is interesting. Alex Len. Alex Len. I think I'm going to go with Rudy. Just give me some more, actually. Who's the other guy? Spencer. Can Spencer play... as a shooting guard, he can't. All right, now that changes things around. Goran Dragic can, so do I go with a Dragic? Or do I take that flyer on Barrett with his bad percentages? It's too early for a flyer. Let's take Goran, slide him into the shooting guard spot. Now, what else are we going to do? I do need rebounds. Do I just go solid again with Gay? And hope that does enough for my team. I need some steals. I need some boards. I need some points. Let's go with Rude and add him there as another solid play. Now it's more time for upside. My starters are picked. These are not guys that I would pick in a... I wouldn't typically pick both of them at this spot in a 12-team league. It is quite different. I'm just getting some solid production that fits what I need to round out my team. And then guys like Barrett and Garland will be the players I'm looking to target with some of these next picks. Rui Hachimura, even Dwayne Bacon could be around there. But again, I'm bloody 30 picks away from my next one, so who knows what's going to change in that time. But that's my starting lineup sorted, so to speak. Irving, Dragic, Trae Young, Otto Porter, Lauri Markkanen, Zach Collins, Domantas Sabonis, Ravishing Rick Rubio, The Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, and Rudy Gay as well. Rudy Kaludi going off there at number 127 for me. Paul Millsap for load management at number 128 as well. Very similar story to Dragic. Very similar story to Gay, getting those old, consistent type players at this spot in the draft. Jeremy Grant, Thad Young, they should be guys who start to go off the board pretty soon as well. JJ Redick, another option around this area too. Danchar reaching a little bit for Darius Garland, but it's not that much of a reach. I think that's a pretty solid pick, and I was really debating him or Dinwiddie as other options. Dennis Smith Jr. Apparently, there's a three-man competition for the Knicks for point guard. Frank Ntilikina, I doubt he gets it because Fizdale hates Europeans. We've got Ntilikina, you have got Dennis Smith, you've got Alfred Payton. Surely it's Smith they give that opportunity to, but again, it's going to be more nonsense from Fizdale, it appears, this season. Alex Len off the board at 130. I think that's really strong value for that team, which used to be called No Rua Gertz, and now it's called Matt Smith's Tears of the Suns. Tragic Johnson takes PJ Tucker, another low upside guy, but can really fill out your steals. His role, his minutes, they aren't going anywhere. Ryan Anderson's not playing over him, I can bloody well assure you of that. So PJ at 131, yeah, is really solid to get you those steal numbers that you're probably looking for if you're drafting him at that spot. It's been bloody hard drafting from this position in the draft, pick 14 in this sort of league. Cody Zeller goes at 132. He's going to miss time, but his backups are not exciting, and he can provide some good value, and he's a pretty good player. So there's some value there in getting Cody Zeller. Yeah, Monk, Bacon, Smith, I could get any of those guys with this next pick, I'd be pretty happy. These five guys in my queue, Barrett, Dinwiddie, Dennis Smith, Malik Monk, and Dwayne Bacon, some smaller type players there. There is some value in those guys for my team. DJ Augustin, Taurean Prince, Thad Young, Chetty Osman, some other names that are names and are players. Reggie Jackson, another guy who I probably wouldn't bother with in a standard 12-team league, but in this sort of league, he can have a value because he moves up from being your 13th guy into your 11th guy or into your 10th guy. And I wouldn't be surprised if Reggie goes in this round. Interestingly, the future MVP, Kyle Kuzma, still on the board. DeAndre Jordan still on the board. JJ Redick still on the board. The Duck Luke Kennard just goes there to number 133. I think he's going to be pretty good in his third year. I don't care if it's benching or coming off the bench or starting, because if he's coming off the bench, that means Tony Snell's ahead of him, and we all know what Tony Snell could do. The Clippers now up at number 133. We've got about 60 picks to go. We're two-thirds of the way through this draft. We're an hour in. This is going to be a long one. You guys seem to like these long mock draft podcasts and videos, though. We get quite a lot of people paying attention to them, so I hope you guys are enjoying them. Clippers, 134. Let's speed this up. I'm very tempted to drop the clock down to like 30 seconds to bang through these last picks, but no, we'll leave it as it is. Maybe I'll put a warning out to everyone. After round 10 finishes, clock is going to 30 seconds. All right. Ignore the bad spelling. Spencer Dinwiddie goes off there at number 134. That's probably about the right spot. I think Redick and DJ Augustin need to be guys that are considered here. Jeremy Grant goes at 135. Going to have more value when Paul Millsap sits. Muted value when Millsap plays. But still, I think we'll play more minutes than Millsap. Even last year, I think he was the 99th ranked player in like 34, 35 minutes. So his upside is not that high. Poor rebounder, block shots. He shot his threes at a pretty good rate, low volume though. DeAndre Jordan off at 136. That is going to be a mess, the Jarrett Allen, DeAndre Jordan situation in Brooklyn. It's going to be hard to judge for DFS purposes, for fantasy purposes. Jordan can still help you. Remember, he's been a bad shot blocker each of the last 2 years, and limited minutes aren't necessarily going to help him in that area. But the field goal percentage is strong. The rebounds generally tend to be pretty good as well. Pick 136 is Pickle Rick up on the board, up on the clock. Just to try and round out these guys' starting lineups. Which direction is he going for here? I'm surprised Rui is still on the board, actually. Kyle Anderson. I do not know what to expect from Kyle Anderson this year. It's a real weird one. Still dealing with the shoulder issue. Thad Young off at 138. That's really good value from Fias Kane there. Kyle Anderson, he can have appealing numbers. Steals are nice. Field goal percentage can be okay. Good assist numbers. But what are they going to do with him and Jay Crowder? How are they going to run that? I'm not worried about Chandler Parsons, of course. But I'm just not... That shoulder still a problem. I think he had a thoracic outlet issue as well with his shoulder, similar to Markel Fultz. Pick number 138 for hidden upside with one of our last picks of the round. Derek really laying it on thick. Apparently is he going for a strong punt? Let's have a look. Yeah, Yanni, Clint Adams, DeAndre Jordan, Jaylen Brown, some pretty strong punt free throw guys on his team. Hidden upside, come on, don't talk hidden upside, make your pick so we can get this going. Brendan. Telstra. Let's see if he's got the Q going, because 96 would be Kyle Kuzma. Tyus Jones, that is a weird one. But I guess with D'Anthony Melton out for like 8 weeks with a back stress fracture, Josh Jackson being shit and being in the G League, that's going to limit there. So maybe Tyus can play a little bit early on in the season. But it does seem like an interesting pick at that spot in the draft. And Chill Winston here, just looking to round out round 10. And that will mean everybody's starters are gone. And then we're looking to get some upsides, get some bench guys. It really, really intriguing to me that someone like Smith and Barrett and Bacon especially are still available here, and even Kuzma, as we're 141 picks in. Cauley Stein goes at 140. I don't like that pick, quite obviously. I just don't think he's very, very good, and he's now got a foot strain heading into the season. But that will, where's my options? I'm going to change the time on these picks. 0:30 seconds. Let's speed this guy up. All right, Dennis Smith Jr. at 141. That's a really, really good pick. I like that from you there. Old Winston, and that's the start of your bench. So we're going to wrap this thing up now. Let's get these timers a lot stronger. Now, Malik Monk is really appealing to me. So is RJ Barrett with these next couple of picks. The Baconator, Dwayne Bacon. I'll probably actually put Bacon and Monk up the top. Barrett and Rui next. Rui might go ahead of RJ. Oh no, Barrett's a good rebounder too, but he's got some competition with Randall and Robinson. So let's put Rui there to grab some boards. Josh Okogie goes at 142. JJ Redick goes at 143. I like that value there on Okogie getting the steals. Redick, of course, hitting his threes, being efficient. Probably coming off the bench, but still should provide enough value in that area. Starting point guard DJ Augustin, starting power forward Taurean Prince, starting small forward Chetty Osman, all still available. Starting small forward OG Anunoby, the Jedi.
Hello there.
He's still available. Pickle Rick goes with Brandon Clark at 144. I feel like I love Clark, and everyone is going even above and beyond what I think of him. Although at 144, as the first guy on your bench, I can understand looking at that upside pick. Derek Derrickson, the old punt free throw master, what is he looking to do? In fact, you know what? I'd even look at Dennis Schroeder in this round. I don't really love Schroeder, but the Thunder have come out today saying they'll try some 3-point guard lineups. Chris Paul, Dennis Schroeder, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Of course, Shai is 6'6", so he can go guard small forwards. Bacon goes off to Derek Derrickson, Maxi Kleber off next, and Malik Monk. So really just obliterating my cue there. Appreciate that, boys. The Arts LA Monstars making that pick at number 147. Let's have a look at Arts' team. He's got Chrissy Paul, Jim Butler, Joshie Richardson, the Rooster, the Italian Cock, Danilo Gallinari, Aaron Gordon, Serge Ibaka, Joel Embiid, Jared Allen, Ish Smith, and Luke Kennard. So some pretty strong picks there from Art. Don't like that my man Malik Monk went. Eric Gordon goes off to Art there. It looks like Gordon's going to start for Houston. It didn't really matter. I actually prefer him coming off the bench so he doesn't have to share as much with Westbrook and Harden. I would have preferred Daniel House in that low usage role. So maybe that's a little bit of a downgrade for Gordo, but the minutes are still going to be pretty strong. And this is about the right spot. JB's Court King going with Ivica Zubac at this point, the starting starting center for the Clippers, who can help your field goals, help your rebounds, help your blocks, and help very little else. But that's still enough at that sort of an area in your draft to draft him. Chetty Osman to Tragic Johnson, number 150. Probably the right spot there for him. And then we've got Kyle Kuzma, the future MVP. I don't think you could ignore him for too much longer. 151, he does go off the board. Now, we are two picks away from me. Who am I going to do? Rui? Yeah, probably RJ. Schroeder is coming onto my list as well. So it's going to be two of those three. Kelly Olynyk goes off the board at number 152. I do, you know, think that DJ Augustin can actually still be helpful. So he is coming onto my list. But maybe, I think this is the time for me to take a flyer on Rui and RJ. Just, what is it, Schroeder? All right, the pencil Harrison Barnes goes at 153. All right, let's get Rui. Let's just go with rookies. Let's get Rui and let's go with RJ. All right, RJ should be able to get to me some assists, some points. I'm worried about where he fits, but this is my 12th pick, so that's okay. I worry about how they're going to use him, but just went with some real upside players here. And I think maybe I can get some other solid-ish type guys later on. Interestingly, Dwight Howard's still on the board. Maybe he is a top 100 guy, Dwight. There is a universe, I guess, where that can happen. I don't want to live in that universe, but there is a universe where that can happen. I think Schroeder absolutely needs to come off the board now. DJ Augustin just went. Derek Rose is an option here. Jordy Clarkson, Taurean Prince. I'm going to throw Princeau onto my list. Markel Fultz, this is where we're talking about. Like, he think he went like 120 in yesterday's draft. And in this one, he's going at 159 because of that upside, because of the bench. That's a really strong pick. Same with OG Anunoby going at 157. So we're up to 159 now with Tragic Johnson. Yeah, looking to build that squad. My free throw is still pretty strong, even with RJ on that team. My blocks and field goals are a disaster. Good assists, solid enough steals and rebounds. Not enough solid greens on my team. It is really hard to build this team from number 14, but yeah, you can see my weaknesses pretty glaringly. I would like to get a steals guy with one of my next picks. I don't know who that exactly will be. Maybe it's Kent Bazemore, actually. Let's add him on. He could be an interesting guy. Old Baze. Let's throw him then Prince onto my list. They'll be the guys that I'll be looking for. Nick Batum, Al-Farouq Aminu, the Chief.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
All right, so after Fultz went Schroeder, then Batum, and then Al-Farouq Aminu. 161 on our clock. So we've already gone deeper now than a 12-team league. So Taurean Prince goes off the board at 162. That's a smart selection. Norm Powell is another guy who people should start to be looking at, and I'm going to put him on my list. There we go, Derek Rose, another option there. We don't know if Powell is going to start. We don't know if Barton's going to start in Denver, but he is in play here for me. Derek Rose off at 163. Whew. Someone drafted Derek Rose and called him maximum, and someone corrected him and said, no, he's minimum, Derek. I endorse this message. Derek Derrickson, Maximum Derrickson. He takes Nerlens Noel at pick number 164. That's really good to get some defensive numbers here if Steven Adams goes down or gets traded. Imagine if Nerlens gets 27 minutes. It's probably never going to happen, but man, that is a top 60 bloke actually just waiting to explode, which would be really interesting to see whether that would pan out. All righty then. Someone missed out on their pick. Klay Thompson goes to Pickle Rick. Again, your bench guy here, your second, third last pick. Norman Powell off at 166. So Klay there, yeah, that's okay. We're just not going to see him until probably March. It is tough to swallow at that, just drafting Klay at all, knowing you're getting, you know, missed minimum 55 games for the season. Norman Powell off at 166. Lord Alfred Payton at 167 might as well take a flyer if he wins that starting point guard job. Then you've got a top 100 player on your hands. That is what all of these picks are all about. Another guy I might consider is DeAndre Hunter, although having those three rookies is not ideal, but it is upside-ish enough for me. Farton Will Barton goes there to Chill Winston at the end of round 12, and he's about to start us off here at the end of round, or the start of round 13. Interestingly, Reggie Jackson's still around. Hunter goes. I like that pick from you, Winston. Reggie Jackson's still available, weirdly. I think he should be going here. I've taken some upside guys, but I'd happily circle back and get him. There's a couple of guys in the top of this Fantrax queue. Timmy Hardaway, who I'm not interested in. Jay Crowder, Trevor Ariza, Chris Dunn, The Fort, Kevin Knox, Marvin Williams, God no. Joshy Jackson at 164. What are we talking about here? Jabari Parker. Yeah, look, Jabari actually has more value in like a 14 teamer because you feel like he'll play 20 minutes a night and be a decent enough scorer. Hidden upside just got wrecked with the timeout there on Timmy Hardaway. Reggie Jackson goes to Fias Kane at 171. Pickle Rick coming in at 172. Hopefully, where is Baze on this? It's 176. Michael Porter, and that is the ultimate flyer. Ty Hero is a flyer. Troy Brown's a flyer. Jarrett Culver's a bit of a flyer. Who else am I looking at? There's someone else that I'm forgetting about that I want to take a look at around this area in the draft. Well, Kent Bazemore just went to Pickle Rick. That's annoying. Anthony Simons, the Blazers. The Blazers could not be giving a harder Dutch rudder to Anthony Simons at the moment, but that means something to me. George Hill is a solid enough floor type of a player as we get down into the depths of this draft. At 172, Derek Derrickson looking to go punt free throws again. His free throws look abysmal. His team is projected out at 73% from the line. Mine is at 81%, which puts me number two in the league, I believe, in terms of free throws. Fallen off a little bit with some of my recent picks, but these guys can just be sat down in that situation. Jordy Clarkson goes off there. Landry Shamet to Larry Bird's. Interesting pick at the beginning of the season there for Shamet with Paul George out. He is really just a three specialist, but he works here. Mo Bamba goes at 175.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good shot blocker. Poor on court last year, but those blocks are interesting. And then Art taking Dwight Howard. Probably the right spot for Dwight. Let's look at Art's team. Does he have any other punt free throw guys? That's a little bit of a concern how that's going to fit in because he doesn't have any other bad free throw guys on his team. Seth Curry goes at 177. He should be playing over Tim Hardaway. Whether they do or not does remain to be seen. But he is in the mix there. It is an interesting backcourt. Doncic, right. We've got Barea. He is back, although he won't play that much this season. Seth Curry, Jalen the Burner, Brunson, Tim Hardaway, Justin Jackson, Dorian Finney-Smith. So many options at that 1-2-3 in Dallas. All right. Bob Williams, the Rock DJ. I just don't see it with him, but I get the upside in him just looking for blocks anywhere. And if he is in a regular role, it will work out. But he could also just be playing a lot of games for the main Red Claws this season. Team Danchar up at number 180. My list has been fairly much obliterated. I think that Deion Waiters is an option for me here. Again, a guy that... Did he just go? Yes, you asshole. So Robert Williams gets taken. Deion Waiters next. Punchbob Shiplog, Bobby Portis goes. And then Tyler Hero goes. And I am on the clock with a scramble to try and figure out what I'm going to do. Now, what I do need are some steals. So could Jay Crowder be that guy for me? He's not historically been an excellent steals guy. I think Jarrett Culver. You know what? Let's go with another rookie. Let's grab Culver to help me with some steals. And what else do I do here on this team? I think... Is it Jabari? Is it... Or is it Crowder? I think we'll take Jay as my last pick there. All right, and that's my team. Grab some wings late. Grab three upside rookies who I can rotate through. Could be a rough start to the year. It is, again, it's really hard from pick 14 to get this value. Cam Reddish goes off the board here at pick 184. I think he's going to get a big, big role, especially with Alan Crabb out all of preseason. I don't think we see Crabb until November, December. And by then, the rookies should have established themselves in the rotation and Crabb's not getting in. Mick Porter goes here in this round. Jordy Bell, love that pick from you, Matt Smith's Tears of the Suns. It's not actually Matt Smith. He just changed his name. Really like that pick of Jordan Bell. Andre Robertson, despise that pick. He is an absolute nothing. Troy Brown and Anthony Simons are the two guys I've got left over here. I think the Fort Kevin Knox, I'll just throw him into my queue for shits and giggles, same as Jabari. But Brown, Simons, and Knox, some real upside. And I'd be pretty surprised if these guys didn't get picked. And if this was a real league, I'd be looking to grab one of these players. Like if Kyrie's got an injury designation on Fantrax, I'd throw him straight into IR and I'd grab one of those players. These guys are checking out because their last pick has been done. JB picks Ed Davis. Again, just, I guess, solidifying his backup there. Rudy Gobert. Did he have Rudy? If he has Rudy, it's an interesting handcuff, I guess. He does not. I guess just looking to build up his rebound numbers. Marvin Williams. Oh, yeah, nah, but that's all right. Marcus Morris, I think that's okay for you, Clorpers. Marvin Williams, I'm just not interested in him. I just think the upside is so low and the floor is pretty low as well, given the way the Hornets are going. Jackson Hayes, that is pure upside. I don't even think he's going to be in the rotation immediately, but you're taking the flyer on the hope that he can beat out Jahlil Okafor. Derrickson, off here at 191 just to start rounding out this draft. Troy Brown, love it. Really, really smart pick to take Troy Brown there. And then we've got four picks left. Pickle Rick at 193, he is going with, I need to watch Rick and Morty. I've watched like two episodes and haven't gotten into it, but it is on my list. At some point I will watch it. I'm actually doing a rewatch for those of you that give two shits about it. I'm doing a rewatch of The Wire because my partner hasn't watched any of it yet. So we knocked out the first two episodes yesterday and we're going to start going through that in this lead up to the NBA season. She hasn't watched The Wire, so that was my recommendation. Yusuf Nurkic to Pickle Rick, just taking an injured guy there. He was auto-picked. I don't know if he was in his queue, but that is, I don't think we're seeing really anything of Nurkic this season. I wouldn't be making that selection. Rocket Rodney Hood goes at 194. Two blokes left, two picks to go. Surely Simons and Knox should, well, that's who I'd be looking at with these spots. But I am not in charge of these teams. Maybe you take a flyer on Isaiah Thomas as well around this area, who is out with that thumb injury that's going to cost him probably the beginning of the season. Four, hidden upside. I'm sure Telstra is dicking you around. Flaming Mo Harkless. That is a great pick from you to end things off, Brendan, because he is going to start the season with Paul George out. Love it. And then Rowdy Rodion's Kurucs rounds out the draft with Winston. So thank you, everybody, for being in this draft. Yeah, thank you, everyone. 14 team, 14 man, head-to-head mock draft. Thanks to everyone for being in it. I'll be back in a sec. All right, so that draft is over. I said a 9-cat, head-to-head, 14-team league, 14-man roster. Again, if you can make that change in your league to 14-man rosters, so you have 14 rounds of your draft, I think it's a lot fairer to at least have that option rather than me picking last in round one and last in the last round. You know, I got that turnaround to get that advantage in that last round, which was, I think, useful. Now, picking from pick 14 is pretty tough. Let's have a look at the projected standings. Now, I'm happy to pick from 14, which theoretically means I get the worst of the first 14 picks. Moved myself up there into 7th in the standings. Number 1, Fias Kane, Hidden Upside, Clorpers, Matt Smith, Tears of the Suns, Chill Winston, JB's Court Kings, and then me. And I can also be projected to beat a couple of those teams ahead of me, Hidden Upside and JB's Court Kings. Underneath me, Derek Derrickson, Team Pickle Rick, Load Management, Team Danchar, Larry Birds, Arts Monstars, and Tragic Johnson. Unfortunately, he got saddled with DeMarcus Cousins on his squad. So that's how the team ends up looking, or the stands end up looking. But I'm happy to be able to push my way up from number 14 into that area. And I think I can still challenge some of these guys and make myself into a playoff team and have some wins, despite coming from that poor area. So my team ends up being Kyrie, Trey Young, Otto Porter, Larry Markin, and Ravishing Rick Rubio. Domantas Sabonis, Dwayne Dedman, Zach Collins, Rudy Gay, Goran Dragic, Rui Hachimura, Jay Crowder, RJ Barrett, and Jarrett Culver. Three rookies on my bench to take flyers on. Really strong points from my team. Really strong assists and steals and free throws. They're my real strong categories. Pretty good rebounds, solid threes. Points are not that great. They're not the worst. And terrible blocks, field goals, and turnovers. So a 6-3 punt type situation. The team at the top fires Kane. Let's look at his squad. Again, not surprising. A team that projects out the top punts assists. That team seems to happen quite a bit. Towns, Ayton, D'Angelo Russell, Heald, Wendell Carter, Miles Bridges, Kevon Looney, Terrence Ross, Bertans, Reddick, Thad Young, Norm Powell, Reggie Jackson, and Rodney Hood. Bad assists, bad steals, subpar blocks, good turnovers, good free throws, good threes, good points. Hidden upside, who finished second, punted threes, hard punted free throws as well. Davis, John Collins, De'Aaron Fox, Jonas Valanciunas, Bam Adebayo, Derek White, D'Lon Wright, Colin Sexton, Jakob Poeltl, Okogie, Tyus Jones, Alfred Payton, Mo Harkless, Timmy Hardaway. Massive block numbers, massive field goals. His team's projected at 50% from the field. Strong in turnovers, strong in steals, strong in assists as well. Bad points, bad three. So a pretty strong look at from him. And if you go to the guy, Tragic Johnson, who's down the bottom, that DeMarcus Cousins pick really did hurt him. I don't think he did himself any favors by grabbing Andre Robertson, grabbing Tristan Thompson when he did. Robert Williams, another flyer type on his bench. It really probably overloaded in steals, could distribute those numbers into other areas. But that is how that 14-team league looked. That'll do it for me today. Follow me on Twitter at @RedRock_Beeble, Instagram, Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube. Hit the subscribe, hit the notification, leave a comment. Tell me what you liked, what you hated. What did I screw up? Tell me all about it in the comments below. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya. Andre Drummond.